neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, Ruach Adonai, Tenichenu began Eden. So after 34 years, the two brothers, they met. So now we see an interesting thing that Esav is preparing himself to meet his father with 400 troops. So we see the same concept. Ephron and Abraham also, he requested 400 silver coins. So now the question is, what the significance of the 400? So Zohar Kadosh brings that 400 has something to do with what is called evil eye. They call it Ein Hara. So here we see Esav was planning, actually his goal was not to attack his brother with 400 troops, but he was trying to use a negative ray, the Ein Hara, the evil eye on his brother. Same thing with Ephron. So now Zohar Kadosh brings that when Moshe ben Aaron Shalom got rid of the Egyptian, so he used special holy name. So this holy name is Taf, Chaf, and He. So Taf is 400, Chaf is Kochot, and He is Hatum'ah. Taf, Chaf, and He. This is the name that he used to get rid of the Mitzri. So now, where this name comes from, because all the holy names is derived from special Pesukim, like we have Ayin Bet Shemot, like we have three Pesukim before Az Yashir starts in Parashat B'Shalach. We have 72 holy names that is derived from these three Pesukim. So now there are a few Pesukim that this special name has been derived from, such as Hatov Shimcha Ulcha Nae Leodot. So the letters in the end has Taf Chaf He, or Kol HaNishama Tehalel Ya. So also the exactly the same name. So now this Pesukim is a very special Pesukim. Why? What does it mean? Ulcha Nae Leodot. What's the message of this pasuk? What is it? Ulcha nae. You know this pasuk?
You're worthy to be thanked.
I'm sorry?
You're worthy to be thanked.
Ulcha nae.
Lodot.
That you are praiseworthy. And you are the only one that deserves to be praised. Or kol haneshama tehalel ya, hallelujah. What is that pasuk represent? Kol HaNishama. What is it? What does it represent? Say? Right. So what's the message of this pasuk? Very nice. So Gemara says, don't call it Neshama, but Neshima. So that means every breath you take like this. Thank you. Thank you. That's what it means. Kol neshima veneshima te'alelia. Every breath, because Baruch Hashem, it should never happen to anybody. Sometimes you have to have a reserve, a capsule that people carry to be able to breathe. So now we thank Hashem, we don't carry such a thing. Kol neshima veneshima te'alelia halelia. So now, this holy name is derived from this Pesukim. What does it mean? It means the only solution, only remedy to delete, to cancel evil eye is?
Amen.
Is?
To
be able to praise Hashem. And so what type of people that are able to praise Hashem?
Happy people.
Happy people. So if you're not happy, are you not satisfied, are you not thankful, can you praise Hashem?
No.
So now here it's a very beautiful thing that we see Esav, when he's waiting for his brother for 34 years, the only way that he knows that he can harm his brother is through that his brother is not happy. You follow? So this holy name.
Should we keep reading that pasuk before the Shana?
Yeah, if it helps that, no, make you smile, yeah, you should keep repeating it, yeah. So that's the whole point.
People who are not happy, they are much more vulnerable.
Yes. That's true. As a matter of fact, there was a story happening in some part in Europe that the thieves, they had a special patent. They had a group of thieves. So one would enter the store and would take something and run away. So the owner would chase after him and the others would go in and clean up. Oh. Yeah. It's a very special patent. So now here, if the store owner is Chacham, what would he do when he sees the thief came in and took something and ran away? What would he do?
Okay.
Yeah, he said, you know, Bahabod. Yeah. But if he's not Chacham, what would he do?
Run after.
So now here, the concept is very powerful, and that is, everybody in life has something that is not satisfactory. He has this why. Why he's not listening? Why he didn't come? Why is he late? How come he doesn't change his place? Yep. So now all these whys that you have is like this ganav that went to the store. So now he takes away, then destroys everything. Now you cannot function, you cannot think, you cannot eat, you cannot sleep. Why? Because there is only why. But if you chacham, what do you say? Say, forget it.
You cannot. You don't mind. It's okay.
No, you cannot change it. That's how it is. But here, you get it stuck in your head. So I told them, I texted them, I told them this morning, I told them 100 times. And he doesn't listen. How many times I should tell you? How many times I should tell you? But here we see, he goes through the pain, and he causes pain for
everybody.
And here, the beautiful concept that Zohar HaKadosh says, this is Ayin Ra. So Ayin Ra, the Ra is Rashi Tevot Ratzon Atzmi. That's the Ra. What does it mean? Ra is evil. But these two letters that represents Ratzon Atzmi, that means my will. So this is Ra. What does it mean? That means you become negative because you see something negative. And this is such a task that if one will be able to accomplish, you know, yes, what can I do? Go sit over there. But it doesn't happen. So now here, you see, after 34 years, Esav, the only thing that he's thinking, give the 400. But here, the only way he can erase it is, Kol HaNeshama, Yad HaNiya, Ulcha Na'e Leodot.
So you leave it up to Hashem?
No, it's only up to you. Hashem, he has so many things to take care of. No. It's only up to you. Why? Because if you were not able to just delete it, get it away, just erase it, and then you make your life miserable and everybody around you. Understand, but nobody's going to change till he decides, yes, I have to change.
Change.
Exactly. So now, right? So now you drain yourself for something that is not going to happen. But you're selfish. Why? Because you want it to happen. But it's not going to change. This is what you see. And that's how it's going to be. But because, I mean, not you. Because we are selfish. We are selfish. You say, no, it has to be the other way. He doesn't understand. Why doesn't he understand? Why? Because he likes it this way. That's how he likes it. So now you're going to drain yourself. You're going to give yourself pain. And everybody, you're going to go through the pain. Why? Because you cannot let go. Because it's a rat. It's a ratzon. That's me. Has to be my way. But here is such a beautiful concept. That if you'll be able to just get out of your system, see, that's how it is. So then this, the raid after negativity is going to go away. But you cannot let go. You cannot let go. But this sipur, this story is such a powerful message. That when you see somebody comes and takes something away, you have to be thankful. Why? Because if you run after it, they cleaned up your soul. And that's how it is. For one little thing, your day is going to be ruined. Chas v'shalom. But that's what happens to people. One little thing goes wrong, and then the whole day, people, I mean, you don't know, chas v'shalom, they don't talk to each other for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month. Why? Because one little thing went wrong. How could be such a thing? How could it be? People. How could be such a thing? But you know, one little thing went wrong. Then in 2 weeks, they use sign language. It's an unbelievable thing. Why? Because the Ghana went in, took something away, and then he chased after him. Then he cleaned up the whole store. But he was Chacham. He would sit, relax, turn on the Kol HaNeshama radio, you know, listen to music, enjoy. They're going from the window. Hashem is like, you know, they lived in Ganava way.
Amen.
And he's gave his other Hashem to be able to praise the Bono Shalom constantly.
Amen.
Kol HaNeshama, Kol Neshima v'Neshima, Bezat Hashem, praise the Bono Shalom.
Koil HaNeshamot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koil HaNeshamo, Neshamo Sheli. Koil HaNeshamot, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koil HaNeshamo, Neshamo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNeshama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.